Hello and welcome, guys, to this podcast. I really hope that these podcast series are helping you and nourishing you with good information, because that's the entire idea of making these podcasts. So my name is Nishita Agarwal and I am your host for this show. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about some of the issues of love. So I got a client recently, and they had broken up recently, and they did not take their breakup very gracefully. And they were sharing their problems, and they asked me some questions, which I will be pointing out in this episode. The other half of this episode is dedicated to the issues of one-sided love, and I hope you guys enjoy it and learn from it, definitely. Okay, so question number one that my client asked me was, how do I get myself back? Because it's very difficult for me to go back to where I came from. And the answer that I gave my client was that you have to stop asking for questions. You have to stop asking yourself questions about why that person left you, or could it have been turned out better, or is it better now that we've broken up? I mean, you have to stop asking yourself these very crazy and very weird and very strange questions, because these questions have no end. You'll keep on running on the hamster wheel answering these questions for yourself, and they will never end for you. And my advice was to actually get back to your interests. So my client had a list of interests that they told me, and I was like, go back, to all those interests that you were really happy about and passionate about and interested in. Go back to them, go back and hone your skills rather than sitting here all depressed, trying to figure out all the questions and all these answers, because you will never get them. And even if you get the answers to these questions, you will have more questions, and this will not lead you anywhere good. The second question that my client had was, I am not able to sleep because all of this. How do I sleep? Should I get back? Literally, how should I stop myself from thinking about him at night and get some good night's sleep? And to this question, I recommended them that they should really, just before, right before they sleep, they should meditate. Think about something good that has actually happened to them in their life, because of course good things has happened to everybody and bad things too. But if you only focus on the bad things, only those bad things will grow. So I'd recommended them and advised them to think about only the good things and then sleep, because the thoughts that you have just before you sleep really affect your sleep in a very effective manner. So if those thoughts are good, if those thoughts are positive, if those thoughts are brilliant, if they're nice and if they're calming, they are going to help you. But at the same time, if they're disastrous or they're sad or they're negative, you're not going to get any sleep, right? The third question my client asked me is, again, leading back to the first question, and she kept on repeating it. And this is such an important question, and that's the reason I wanted to take it as a separate question. And the question goes like, why do you think he left? Why do you think they never came back to me? Why do you think this relationship has ended the way it has? Why do you think we're not able to get back together or fix the differences? And I told them that because I do not know their relationship that very well, and because I do not know the side of the story of the other person, I really cannot pinpoint the exact answer. And even if I was able to give you an approximate answer, that would not really help you. The only thing that I can do to help you is to let you know that you guys have broken up for real, and you can take that as facts now. You do not have to take the person back, because whatever happened, whatever you couldn't fix, maybe the behavior and the mindsets that you have, you will not be able to fix it again. So don't try and take that person back. Don't get into a rebound relationship. All you have to really focus on right now is how to keep yourself sane, happy, and move forward from whatever has happened. All of us go through pain, and we go through so much pain on an everyday basis that it's funny how, you know, we're so strong and at the same time we're also weak, right? So this is my advice to anybody of you who's listening. If you're really going through such a difficult time, a breakup which was never seen, never expected, which was, you know, all things were going great and all of a sudden your partner came up and they were like, oh, I don't like you, get out of my house. Something as random as that, if that happens to you, it is not only your fault. You guys couldn't work it out together, and it's okay, whatever has happened. You need to take your breakup as facts and move on from it. If you keep attaching yourself to that position, to that point in your life, you will never be able to move forward, and you really don't want to be doing that with your own self. Now, moving on to the one-sided love portion. I know a lot of you guys have crushes and like some people, and the sweetest thing about crushes is, and the hardest thing too, that the other person really doesn't know about your side of the story. They don't really know if you really like them, or if you respect them, or if you care for them in a certain way. It can be very heartbreaking, and it can be very relaxing at the same time. I know a lot of people who only like to do one-sided relationships because they're like, then they don't have any expectations, and it's nicer for them that way. But I know a lot of people are also in the pressure that maybe that they'll get rejected, and that is the reason they don't want to own up to their feelings. So here's my word for you. You're going to regret it one day if, you know, later they get to know that, you know, you really like them and they really liked you too, and you two couldn't work it out together just because of your fear of rejection. The truth is that you will be rejected in life by so many people that rejection should not be feared. If you will fear rejection, you will not be able to take many big risks. And all of those risks, as huge as they are, definitely come with a price. So only focus on the price. It's okay if she rejects you. I know it's going to break your heart, but it is only going to make you much more stronger. Broken hearts are the strongest hearts. If you haven't read that somewhere, then I would really recommend you to start reading too. But I really want you to own up to the feelings, because regret, the feeling of regret stinks in every damn possible manner, and you do not want that to happen to you. So I hope you guys got some insight on how difficult life can be for some people, and, you know, just try and understand them before judging them or before pinpointing or tagging them with some random crazy name. Until next time, it's me, Presently Mine. Bye, guys.